Welcome to the episode of Sons of Pitches post the World Test Championship final. I am with my co-host Rohan Parekh, who's joining us from London, who actually attended a few days of the game, and Karam Advani, as always, from Singapore. This time we have Karam, who is a little bit sober because we're recording earlier in the day, but you never know with Karam. What's up, guys?
What's happening?
Kind of feeling down.
Rohan, let me start with you. How was the match? How is it to attend?
I watched day two, and I had tickets for day six. Day two, I mean, it started off quite well. It wasn't that bad. It was a good exhibition of bowling. Watching India get through that was fun. Cheteshwar Pujara aside, like the rest of it was quite entertaining. And it's weird, man. The stadiums are only 20% full. So like massive open spaces in the stadiums. It was like the old days of watching a test match in Mumbai when, you know, stadiums were empty. You could go around, sit wherever you wanted. So it was kind of like that. It was bizarre. And I must say, the British Indian cricket fans, they do bring their own kind of musty to the event, because they're singing songs and getting absolutely hammered in a way we could never even dream of doing in good old Wankhede. So it's a completely different atmosphere. Day six, I was planning on going. I had the tickets, but I mean, I just didn't have the heart, man. I couldn't take a 1.5 hour train to watch us lose.
Yeah. Charu, what did you think of the match?
Same, disappointing. I did watch it. Disappointing. Yeah. It's a shame about the weather, actually. I think these one-off tests, it's a real shit one with the weather, especially. I think they should have planned this better. But it's obviously not a great feeling to lose. Good warm-up for the England series. Why not move on? That's basically my test. I mean, we didn't ridiculous.
Handled it. I just don't know how the players handled it, because it was miserable being a fan in that, like, sitting there. It was cold. There were like black clouds everywhere. And the weird thing about these English clouds is that they're super low. So you feel like the clouds are like on top of your head. You know, it's like really bizarre. And cold, man, I was freezing. So I feel bad for the players.
Yeah.
I'm never going to feel bad for the players. But I mean, I felt bad for... Look, I think we lost. And we lost because I just think they were a better team over 5 days or 6 days in this case. They were just a better team from a... I would be interested to actually see if we've ever won a first test abroad. And by abroad, I don't mean Bangladesh. By abroad, I mean a first test where we won in England, South Africa, or Australia. It'd be interesting to see. And this was the first test. No warm-ups. I don't think it's a big deal that we lost. They were the better team. That's why I'm not as gutted. I know, Rohan, you were saying I'm gutted and I'm really upset. I mean, we all picked India to lose. I know that doesn't mean that you don't feel bad. But I mean, I didn't feel bad because I didn't feel like at any point we had control on the game, and I mean, they were just a better team.
Yeah, I picked India to lose because I was going for the reverse jinx, but obviously that like reverse backfired on me. So
yeah, so at least you can't feel too bad about it.
Speaking of someone who's picked India for years or picked against India for years, Karam, is this a reverse jinx thing for you, or you just hate our country?
No, I don't hate the country. Obviously, I'm a massive fan and all. Don't be crazy. It generally is a reverse jinx, but this time I really didn't think we were going to win. I mean, no preparation, showed up from the IPL. New Zealand they performed really well. They, again, in the two test matches against England, they were on top form. I mean, there was no chance we were going to win. And then, obviously... we're very good at batting in these conditions. We've seen that historically when the ball is swinging, how amazingly we bat. So there was no other result in my mind. I actually thought it would be a draw because of the rain personally, but I'm not surprised.
Listen, man, I don't think they were the
best. Yeah, the only thing actually went... Go ahead, Ron.
No, I just don't think they were the better team.
No, I was just like...
There were two fundamental things. They were playing with 13 men because... One was the lack of preparation from our side, while they got two warm-up tests against England. And the weather, man, it's just like it seems every time we play New Zealand in an ICC tournament, the English weather kind of screws it up for us. So it was a tough call, tough.
So I don't know about not being a better team, but Rohan, let me ask you this, right? I agree on the weather and I agree on the warm-ups. Of course, they had two test matches, etc., right? But here's the deal. This match had draw written all over it, okay? And then you lose 8 wickets. I don't know, what is it, 1.5 sessions or maybe even less than that on day six, which is sunny, there's absolutely no excuse to lose 8 wickets on that day. It's not like the ball was doing much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. To me, that means they're a better team, right? They managed to get us all out on that. So, I mean, weather aside for the first 4 days, 4 playing days of the test match. I mean, that last day collapse was, I remember we were chatting and I actually sent it on. We have a cricket chat for all those guys who are listening. And I actually sent it on that if we get 180 leave New Zealand about 45 to 50 overs to bat, it could be an interesting test match because they have to bat at 3.6 runs an over, and that leaves opportunities open for wickets, and it could have been interesting. But I mean, the collapse that we did was so shambolic that it was it was clear that they were the better team.
Yeah, I mean, we were like about 50 runs short of a good score, and there were a few moments that turned it, man. There was Jameson's bowling, which was really some like high quality stuff, and honestly, Kane Williamson was the difference on the batting side. There was a really close call with him. If that had gone the way Ashwin was bowling, who knows what would have happened. But eventually Ashwin tired out, our quicks were not penetrative enough, and that was the match.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think our players just looked jaded. They just looked tired and not up for it. And that somebody will always pull a miracle out of the bag. I think we've come too much to rely on miracles. Always saving.
Are they jaded or just like not prepared?
They're jaded, not prepared, and this whole rely on one guy just to perform miraculously. Your luck runs out at some point of time, and it did this time. And I don't know whether it's management or coaching or captain or whatever it is, but I think
pressures of a bubble, maybe.
Yeah, maybe all of it. It's been a tricky year. It's been a tough year, obviously, for everyone. But at least it means that you'll see some of the new young kids getting a chance in against England. I think they'll mix it up a bit more now, which is the positive thing. Have we ever won a first test in a tour? Now that we've played a proper warm-up test, I'm hoping this is that time. This is that tour.
Listen, by the way, I wanted to share one thing with you guys. This stadium, I'm sure. It's famous because there's a hotel literally attached to the stadium, right? So where I was sitting was underneath the hotel rooms, and they had given one floor to the Indian players. So like their wives and family were coming in and out of the balconies, and they were coming out with their young kids and this and that. And it really struck me as to it must be bloody hard for these players, man, just going away. I mean, we all are, except for Pranav, Karam and I are parents of young kids, and imagine taking these kids on tour or just being away from them in a bubble for 3 months. It's like tough on these players, man. It really brought it home for me that day.
Yeah, it is tough. It's certainly been tough.
And Bumrah,
that's why we had so many players. We had saw a lot of players pulling out of the IPL because of the bubble, that they didn't want to do the bubble, right? And I know that some commentators who've been commentating from the IPL in Dubai, followed by the Australian tour, had been in bubble for pretty much 6 to 8 months of the last lockdown. It's been tough on these guys. Sorry, you were talking about Bumrah, Ron?
Do you guys know the story of Bumrah? So we saw his wife she's one of the presenters for Star Sports, and she was interviewing Ian Bishop and everyone. But they got married, then they traveled to England together, and she goes into the press bubble and he goes into the Indian team bubble. So they can like see each other from the windows, but they can't meet. This is tough, man. We just got married.
Nice.
Yeah, maybe for Just Mad, from anyone I know who's been married 10 years, they'd love this kind of arrangement.
No comment.
Oh, sorry, you guys can't put it on record. I won't go on a comment.
Charu and I would absolutely hate that. Officially.
And yeah, yeah.
No, but I have some friends who would bubble with their mistresses and leave the wives away. No problem with that.
I want to just transition from what Charu said about the team being jaded and just going to the little structure. So what, like, going into the England tour, obviously this is going to be similar conditions, maybe a less hectic one because it starts in August, so maybe not as much rain. But what do you guys think of the team and the 11 going forward, and would you make changes, would you not make changes? I mean, just transitioning from what Charu said about younger players getting more opportunities and few players being jaded.
Listen, guys, first of all, they can't change because the squad is the same squad that's been announced for the entire tour, right? So if anything, they can change the 11. So it's within that. I think the bubbles play a big role in it. Charu, you want to take that?
Yeah, obviously the squad you can't change, but I think they will change the 11. I hope they do. I certainly hope they give... I wouldn't mind seeing a little more of Washington Sundar. I'm trying to think. I guess they won't play Jadeja and Ashwin again, so that opens up a spot either for another batsman or for a bowler. And I think it'll be... Obviously, Umesh will come into the side. I think he will definitely play. But yeah, I'd be interested to see who they bring into the side from the squad, at least the ones who... Is there anybody who hasn't made their debut yet? I think Mayank Agarwal is there in the squad as well, right?
Well, in terms of test debut, I've just pulled up the squad. From the people who didn't play, we have... I think everyone's made a debut. Ones that have played fewer matches are Washington Sundar, Shardul Thakur.
Yeah.
I would assume Hanuman Vihari is now somewhat experienced. So that's the squad. Pranav, you know, we could actually take this segment by segment, and if we're talking about changes for the England tour, when you talk about the... If we start with the top five, would you change anything there?
Yeah, I mean, I would... Yeah, sure, let's go. And I'll start off with at least the top two. I would not remove Shubman Gill. I still want to give this kid some more chances. He looked really good in Australia. He looks like he's got the right attitude. He needs to make some adjustments playing in England. But I think he'll learn, and there's no better way to learn than playing the game. I would drop Rohit Sharma. There's no question. And if I could swap out a player, I would swap him even out of the squad. Unfortunately, with COVID, you can't do that. But I would drop him. I'm done with Rohit Sharma in general. I've always been done. I'd give another younger guy a chance, right? I mean, I would give Mayank a chance. Mayank's not that young either. He's not that young either. But I would give Mayank Agarwal a chance to open the batting. I understand that he's no different. But I mean, I would say he is the same odds of scoring runs as Rohit.
Karan, your top five? So, and you obviously keep the rest the same, right? Pujara, Kohli.
No. I wouldn't. I would even.
You drop Pujara.
I would look at it, man.
Pranav's bloodthirsty this morning.
We talked about it. Yeah. No, because so let me just take one step back, right? I think that we've done really well in test matches, and in the recent past, and I don't think that you can judge a team by one test match. So I'm not going by one test match. I am going by where this team I feel has some glaring issues in the batting department. And those glaring issues have to do with form. Those glaring issues have to do with evidence of having performed in the past, which is why Rohit, I don't think, as we discussed, Rohit has zero overseas centuries. And I don't care what version of Rohit this is, whether it's...
That's crazy, that he has zero overseas centuries.
Zero? Can you imagine?
That's
zero
crazy.
Overseas. And he's played a decent amount of overseas ones, right? He's played, I think,
not
18 tests in India and the ballot. Opener or not opener, boss, opener makes it even tougher in England, right? If you're coming when the ball is slightly older, you still have a better chance. But
so
he's never scored an overseas century.
Who will you bring in place of Rohit and Pujara?
Now, I talked about Mayank, right? No, and let me talk about Pujara for a second, right? Pujara has not scored a test century for 30 innings, right? I'm sorry, that's not acceptable for a number three player. Your role is not to do tapu and just bat for hours and hours and hours because the openers suck. Right? So your role is to score runs, and he hasn't scored a century in 30. For me, that's give another kid a chance, right? And cool. He's even gone into a shell of not being, you know, Chip Pujara, right? Rohit, though, I've already eliminated. I'm just executing Chip Pujara as we speak now. Is that he's not scored a century in 30 innings. Enough of, yeah, you know, he's good and solid and he can bat 100 balls. We don't need a guy to bat 100 balls. We need a guy to score 100 runs. So I would take Pujara out.
So who then would that I would leave you with Hanuma Vihari.
Would be my first choice, even at this age.
He's coaching in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, but would you really bring in three new? So you drop, you drop Pujara, and you drop. Would you drop Rahane? That's the next question, right? Because then you're bringing in three virtually new players into a side in pretty trying conditions. So I don't think they'll that, right? I think you drop.
Won't drop Rahane. He's got a poster of Rahane in his pocket.
I knew,
he carries it around every morning.
I knew Rohan was going to jump on me for that. No, I wouldn't drop Rahane. But yeah, I would be okay giving three young guys a chance, knowing that I have Kohli coming after that, Rahane coming after that, Pant and Jadeja coming after that. I would be okay with giving three younger guys a chance. I mean,
so your lineup
take, what,
would,
12 tests?
It would look like Mayank and Gill opening. Looking at the squad, you'd have Hanuman Vihari probably as one drop then. Kohli, Ajinkya. That's your top five. That's a brave choice.
Yeah, I mean, Hanuman at three is... I know, I think my problem here... Sorry, just before we hand it over to...
Rahul as well.
I'd bring in KL Rahul for sure. I would bring him into the side. I think it's about... Give him a run. I would definitely give KL Rahul. I would bring in KL Rahul instead of Rohit Sharma as an opener. I would do that.
Okay, so that's the top five. My opinion here is that you guys are completely...
Sorry, Rohan, can I just jump in for 1 second? I forgot about KL Rahul being there as well. I will keep Vihari out. Bring KL. You can replace KL and Mayank can either be one or three or open with Shubham. And that would be my top three.
So your top three are KL, Mayank, Shubman Gill, followed by Kohli and Ajinkya. Okay. And Karam would also axe Rohit for KL. Karam, are you also putting the axe on Pujara?
No, I'd probably get rid of Rahane instead of Pujara. I'd keep Pujara.
Yeah.
I'd keep Pujara. Get rid of Rahane, and then you take the pressure off whoever it is and you put down there. So, I guess who would you replace? I guess you KL to open as Shubham Gill, and then Washington Sundar or somebody. I don't know. Take a chance and put somebody down there.
So, my quick rundown on this is Rohit is untouchable in the current form that he's in, and in the position as an opener, he can change the game in a session. There's nothing to demonstrate that he hasn't played well as an opener of late. And he was indispensable in Australia. So I don't know, I wouldn't touch him. Shubman Gill swapping in for KL Rahul, maybe it's, you know, a year or there kind of decision. Pujara, again, I think Test cricket is as much about consuming balls as it is about scoring runs. Definitely not the way Pujara is doing it of late. So I share Pranav's frustration. But I think Pujara needs a very clear message that, listen, yes, blocking is good, but we need some runs as well. So I would keep Pujara. Kohli is obviously untouchable. I wish he wasn't the captain, but that's a story for another day. And Ajinkya, I think, is superfluous. He doesn't fit into our future. He's supposedly our overseas specialist, but let's see. Maybe KL for Ajinkya would be something. I'm just not an Ajinkya fan, except when he takes over captaincy from Kohli. So my top five would look pretty much the way it is right now, with maybe KL Rahul slotting in somewhere.
Can I just ask you a question, Rohan?
Yeah.
It's just to understand, right? Sorry, can you guys hear me? Okay. Just to understand, right? What was so great about Rohit's tour in Australia? I mean, he played two test matches, scored 26, 52, 44 and 7.
The 52 that
then
he scored.
You look at him, he played two test matches.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, it was an important innings. I agree with you. It was an important.
It was a match. It was a difference in the match, right? He's a match winner.
against England's tour, okay, he had one, you know, score of 161, which was ridiculous. But no other scores of 50 plus.
No, but he scored, I think, of 40-odd. He scored a 40-odd in a test match where he seemed to be batting on a different pitch from everyone else. It was one, I think it was the low-scoring one, which got over in 2 days. Again, he was the difference between the two sides. So, I don't think it's... Yeah, I think with centuries also, we've been in a spate of very low-scoring test matches as well. That's the other thing. I think these century stats are also a bit, you know, poisoned by that.
Maybe. That's a good point. It used to be my frustration because there were guys you haven't heard of who had double hundreds and triple hundreds because they batted on flat tracks in India. So, I mean, fair point. Rohit abroad, I just get zero confidence.
Yeah, I mean, I'm nervous as well, but I think he's the best option, at least from my side. So, PG, should we talk about 6 and 7 before we get to the bowlers?
Sure, yeah.
Anyone has any doubts on punt at 6?
No, can't replace him with Sahar, right? You're going to keep punt.
Pretty much a lock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, your only option is if you want to have KL keep, right? If you want to have KL keep and keep an open extra batsman in there.
Yeah, if you have punt KL as a batsman any day,
right? Just one option.
I mean, punt would make the squad as a batsman.
Yeah. That's true. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay.
Over KL.
Fair enough. So punt is in, and the next
then
one.
Then we have
is
the most. I think number 7 is the most interesting slot for us going ahead because, I mean, we don't have an option unfortunately. But what we really lack is a seeming all-rounder, which has been like the holy grail for us in our team. We're not going to fix that problem. So then we are basically dependent on, again, Ashwin or Jadeja. And quite frankly, I think they're more or less the same. In terms of match impact and over a 5-test series, I think we'll just probably rotate between them. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to any one of them. I don't have one pick or the other. I do favor Ashwin with the ball, but I do favor Jadeja with the bat. But I mean, it's one way or the other. I'm okay with either one.
Do you miss Hardik?
No, I was just going to ask you. I mean,
He would have been a great addition.
Poster, I can see Hardik's poster in your room right behind you. and I saw you when you talked about a seeming all rounder. I saw that little grin for that little boy crush that you have for our Mumbai Indians, Hardik Pandya. But go ahead. No, I don't miss Hardik whatsoever in Test cricket.
No, I don't have any great fascination for Hardik. I mean, I think that when he strikes the ball, when he hits it. Very few people in our team hit it the way he does. I mean, he can pelt that ball. And you know what? He has a knack of taking wickets. I don't get it. But, I mean, what has been bedeviling, I guess, us for a long time is this lack of a seam bowler who can bat. And Hardik seemed like the answer. Who was that other fellow? There's a few of them who've like come and gone. Shivam Dubey was one. So there's always, we've been trying this for a while. Hardik seemed to be the answer, but he can't stay fit. So,
yeah, I mean, it's just to talk about that. I think it's crazy how bad our batting line, our bowlers are when it comes to batting. I think it's just awful. We have the worst tail in the world in world cricket. We have the worst tail by some miles, and I really think there needs to be something done. You can't just, you know, you can't average one between three batsmen. It's just completely insane. It's completely insane. I don't know why there isn't more focus on that. I don't know why these bowlers, you know, why they aren't being coached or trained, or I don't know what it is, but it's, our tail is just it's awful. It's embarrassing. It's an embarrassment.
Okay, so given that, for the number 7, what's your thought on the only other option we really have is Shardul Thakur? What are your thoughts on that?
Shardul Thakur, I guess he's quite old now, right? He's like about 33, 34 years old now, almost. Let me see.
He's 29, yeah. He's definitely not, not young.
Yeah. I mean, he bowled well in Australia. I would like his action. I would bowl him. I think he might be...
And he can bat.
I mean, but who do you drop, right? So would you drop Shami, Ishant or Bumrah? I think Ishant is the weak link, right?
It's the all-rounder slot. It's either Ashwin or Jadeja. Unless we're playing a spinner for the sake of the spinner.
Well, you would usually be Ashwin or Jadeja in that all-round spinning, all-round slot, right? So, I don't know, who do you pick?
Yeah.
Would you pick Shardul as well?
Yeah, you know.
No, I wouldn't pick Shardul as well.
So you'd always have a spinner.
Sorry, go ahead, Rohan. I thought you said PG. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I said PG, you'd always have a spinner.
Yeah, I'd always have a spinner. I think I would always have a spinner because I think that if you look at, I thought Ashwin was good. I thought he bowled well. I think, you know, at the right time he bowled well. I would pick Ashwin over Jadeja if you're looking at just a pure bowler role. But yeah, I'd always have a spinner in the team.
Yeah, I read Monga's analysis on the match bowling in the fourth innings, and he made a very valid point that Ashwin was penetrative, he bowled well, he was probably our best bowler, but our seamers weren't able to take wickets, and eventually Ashwin, you know, ran out of steam. So I do agree with you in a way.
Anyway, so we get that. And what about the seamers? Locking down now the seamers, do we go with Bumrah, Shami and Ishant?
Yeah.
Would you risk dropping Ishant, bring in somebody else? Umesh? Would you give Umesh a run out instead of Ishant?
I mean, if you look at the list of spinners...
I'd rather give Siraj a chance then.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's Umesh, Siraj, Ishant, Shami and Bumrah. There's five, I think, high quality pacers that we have, and they're going to rotate between the five tests. So they're all going to get a chance.
So you start the first test with the same lineup we had in the final against New Zealand?
To be honest, I'm indifferent between those five. I think they all can perform on their day. Probably we may need to look at the pitch and look at the mix of type of bowling. But otherwise, I'm fairly indifferent. I think this is a class bowling attack.
Okay, well, the good thing is that we have no more warm-up matches or no more matches to look forward to see how they even do. I don't know what the hell these guys are doing between now and August in England. Roy, you're probably going to hang out with them if you get a chance. Unfortunately for you, your boy Hardik is not there. But if you don't mind hanging out with some of the other guys, give Jinx my best.
Well, Ashwin is my man crush, so I'll hang out with him.
Nice. I'm sure you will find him in a South Indian
right.
restaurant.
Sir, I'll be stalking Saravan Bhavan.
Okay, so on that note, if there's nothing else, I think what we can do is we will be talking a lot about the England tour leading up to it, during it. It's an exciting time now, once again, for cricket. Post that, there's going to be a lot of IPL chatter. Once again, the South African tour, despite me having no interest in it, I know Rohan's going to make us talk about India's tour to Sri Lanka, where they're playing multiple short format games. I frankly couldn't care less about, but I know Rohan's going to make us talk about it. So we've got actually a very good season of Sons of Pitches that is kicking off. So make sure that you subscribe to our channel. Make sure that you like this podcast. Please share it. I should have actually opened with this, but that's fine. Rohan, you want to add something?
Just to close off, the Sri Lanka tour is important because it is a curtain opener for the T20 World Cup, and we're going to see our T20 talent given a chance. So I'm super excited to watch it as kind of a way to see where we are coming into the World Cup. So yeah.
You don't watch the IPL. You don't think that's a curtain. And what curtain raiser is there with Virat Kohli being away, Rohit Sharma being away? You want to see these other kids play when they play in the IPL?
He wants to see Dravid. He wants to see Dravid.
You always feel it's important.
I want to see Sky. I want to see Ishan Kishan. I want to see how they perform against the international side. I mean, it's going to be interesting. Krunal Pandya, he's been talked about as a possible link in our side. So there's some very interesting talent in that team.
Okay, we will come up with some interesting stories from the Sri Lanka tour as well. As I told you, Rohan's going to be on us to discuss it. And I promise you, he will talk about Prithvi Shaw, his favorite subject.
I love Prithvi Shaw.
Signing off from Bombay and signing off from London and Singapore, this is Pranav, Rohan and Karam. Thanks for listening in, and we will see you guys next time.
See you guys.
See you guys.